no one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
You know, the thing about Canty is I know nothing about raising and about, I know nothing about like how you deal with these things like cracks and mortar and brick and like uneven and sloping floors and tilting chimneys and I don't know anything about all that. I know nothing, but I do know to call Canty. I know nothing about encapsulating crawl spaces and I do know that mold and mildew are bad. I know to call Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty Foundation Specialist, CantyCanFixIt.com. They're going to give you a free quote. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. The other thing I know is that everywhere I go now, as I welcome in John Stillwell, Jinx Inc. Realty. Good morning, John Stillwell, second nicest man in America. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you, Mickey?
Fantastic. I know this. Everywhere I go now, I get this sometimes. I used to get, hey, I got somebody's in the running for the nicest man or second nicest man in America. But as of late, I've had about four or five people say, I know one and two, but let me introduce you to the third nicest man in America now. So you got people maybe like chomping at your heels a little bit. So keep up the niceness is my advice.
But the other, see, you're missing the upside of that. That means that I've got number two locked in.
You do. You do. That's why I call you number two.
So that's, that's another reason probably. But,
there you go.
But, I've solidified my basement, Mickey. So all I can do is go up now.
I agree with you, man. And who knows, like Sam Blackman might yell at somebody someday. Who knows?
He's retiring. So there's more opportunities for him to slip now.
He might be a has-been. Who knows? A crouchy old man. Crotchety old man. Who knows?
There you go.
I know you wanted to talk this morning about free family fishing opportunities and that South Carolina DNR offers. And I know the family that fishes together stays together. I hear some of that from our fishermen outdoorsmen. And boy, the more I learn about it from you guys, boy, the South Carolina DNR really does a really good job of doing some good things in our community.
They do a great job, and I'll tell you, Mickey, they do it with some pretty tight budgets. So kudos to those guys through the Take One, Make One program on the hunting side and what they do on the fishing side that we're going to talk about today. But man, they really maximize the resources that they have to try and serve the people of South Carolina. There's no doubt about that.
What opportunities do they
what
have
I wanted
there?
To talk yeah. Well, what I want to talk about today is on the fishing side. This time of year, turkey season is going to be wrapping up here in about a week. And so you really move on. You really move on to focus on fishing if you're an outdoorsman from now through the summer months. And DNR, they've already started and will be going on over the next 2 or 3 months. They offer a couple of different types of opportunities to get outside and do some fishing. One of those is they offer free family fishing clinics. And one of those is coming up, I think, on May 5th in our area at Table Rock State Park. And basically with the fishing clinic, they're teaching you everything you need to know about how to fish. If you've never fished, they will show you how to rig up a fishing rod, how to tie knots, what to fish with, how to fish. So it's a fishing 101 class for you and your kids. To really learn how to go fishing. So they've got one of those coming up on the 5th at Table Rock State Park over in northern Pickens County. And then also they offer across the state fishing rodeos, which are basically opportunities for kids to catch fish. There's one of those coming up on May 12th up at Tomasi at the Piedmont Forestry Center in Oconee County. And that's essentially an opportunity to bring your own equipment. They've got a great fishing opportunity with the stock pond set up for the kids to be able to catch fish and have a good free opportunity to get out there and have some fun.
Ages, John, I got a text right here. Want to know ages for this?
I'm pretty sure that it's, I have to look at the website to figure out. I think, you know, I would imagine anything from, you know, 4 years old up, 4 years old to 17 would be my guess. If you'd like more information on these things, the best thing to do is to go to dnr.sc.gov and click on the education tab. And they've got information there. There's a aquatic, they call it aquatic education. And so you click on the education tab on dnr.sc.gov and you can go and get to all that information about where these clinics are. And they're across the state. If you're listening to us in the lower part of the state, there's even more opportunities down there. You know, the fishing culture in the low country is certainly pretty strong and they've got a lot of opportunities down that way. So you can find one near you, learn what you need to do to register, and everything is free, and show up and have a good time and enjoy some fishing with you and your family.
Now, I know we talk safety too. Obviously, boating safety in case it's boating for you know, future fishing, stuff like this, but you know, pond fishing is a little bit different. Do we need to know safeties, hooking, throwing, casting, snakes, potholes? I mean, there's other safety features even when you're pond fishing, right?
Absolutely, but you know, you're making it sound like you're doing a obstacle course of death when you go pond fishing. But I don't think that's the case. The biggest thing is being aware. You know, I would say actually more than the biggest thing to remember. A lot of times that people forget is just, you know, use some good sunscreen, take plenty of water, and be aware of your surroundings. I mean, you know, the biggest risk with kids obviously is probably getting hooked, and so you know, make sure you pick a spot that's pretty open without many trees, so that you don't have less chance of getting your line caught up in a tree branch or catching somebody when you throw your line in the water. So awareness is the biggest thing, and you know, bring some good snacks and water and some sunscreen for the kids.
Texture said that there's one in 96 on May the 4th. So DNR has got all of this. I'll remind you, let me tell you quickly about my fishing stories as a kid. It was going way early in the morning. I'm getting two pack of Nikots or a pack of Nabs in there and a Mountain Dew, drinking it before, eating all that stuff before even ship off, and then freezing at the bottom of the boat curled up as we head out when it's way too cold. So and Jinx has talked about this before. Snacks are the key, man. You got to have snacks because Skittles and some good snack keep that occupied. So that's good stuff there. More importantly,
I'm pretty sure I took some years off my life with cans of Vienna sausages when I was a kid.
That's all I ate, man. All I ate. More importantly, you guys are selling property. I was on the website last night, man. It looks fantastic.
Man, we've got some great stuff, Mickey. I just listed, I'll give myself a plug here. I just listed a great farm in 6 Mile right on Highway 183 at the intersection where Durham Store is. A 76-acre horse farm with pasture, mountain views. Man, it's a great property. So definitely check that out. We've got a lot of other stuff in the Clemson area right now, as well as all over the upstate. We'd love to help you. You know, this is prime time of year to get out and look at property, enjoy some good weather, and get out there. If you'd like to talk to us about selling your property, or if you're looking for a property, please give us a call at 864-631-2770, or you can view all of our properties at our website, which is www.jirland.com.
Say good night, man in America. Appreciate it, my friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoyed it.
All right, buddy. That's John Stillwell. Again, second nicest man in America. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our Health Dare text line, 986-1566. You can reach us on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. First priority is always phone calls. Second priority now is Twitter. We've kind of switched that up a little bit. We'll see what comes out of that. And then, finally, we'll do the... we will do the text line stuff. Certainly looking forward to that. Several things for this weekend we've not done. I'll do our golf report coming up here in a minute and tell you about that. I just got a text message from a friend of mine who is going to Camden County, New Jersey today, Southern Jersey, and he's playing Pine Valley, number one golf course in the world. That doesn't stink. That wouldn't be a bad deal. That's one of those really cool days. That doesn't stink at all. Today at noon, linebacker from Malvern, Pennsylvania, Keith McGuire, will commit to either Clemson or Notre Dame. There's some other schools involved, but I think from all of the scuttlebutt, from all of the sources out there, that Keith McGuire will commit to either Clemson or Notre Dame today. And the latest scuttlebutt has kind of been Clemson's way. McGuire is 6'2", 215 pounds. He's a three-star on Rivals.com. Also has offers from Alabama, North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. Those are his top five schools. I mean, others out there as far as offers go, Duke, Michigan, Northwestern, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, Virginia, all those. Offers really aren't that important now. His final five in the schools that he kind of took visits throughout that process, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and North Carolina. And again, I think it comes down to Clemson and Notre Dame. Paul Shrelo talked about it yesterday's show, that he's a guy that is from that part of Pennsylvania, closer part of Pennsylvania, where all the kids go to Notre Dame. But this is a little bit different one, and we do know that Brent Venables was at his school last week, and he's taken two unofficial visits to Clemson. Wouldn't be surprised to see Clemson with another really good inside linebacker prospect at noon today, and there are live streams of this coming up, so keep an eye on that one. It's going to be a lot of fun keeping up with that at noon today. I mentioned it while you're away there, Zach, that my buddy's going to Pine Valley Day, number one golf course in the world, that is up in Camden County, New Jersey. And
you couldn't get that invite?
No, I couldn't get the invite.
Dang.
In the Pinelands of southern New Jersey over there.
Yeah.
Near Philadelphia, kind of. Nope. Is that
close to me? No.
No, it's not. That's way away from you.
Yeah.
That's like way, way, way down there.
Is this down in the Pine Barrens?
It's like an hour or so east of Philly, maybe.
You said it's in Camden?
Camden County.
Okay.
It's the name of the little town. We've got a little town there. Let me try to find all this. Anyway.
There's some creatures in that part of the state.
Yeah, it's down now. Let me see the major city there, what it's called. It starts with a C. Saw this kind of stuff there. But anyway, would be nice to play the number one golf course in the world today.
How do you get on that?
I don't know. He's kind of a... You know, kind of a big wig, I guess. But it's not. I got that text a while ago. Like, yeah,
sure. You appreciate the invite.
Yeah, appreciate the
you
next time.
You probably could have flown up there for that.
Yeah, I could have made it happen today. Yeah. Yep. Could have made that happen today. See, I forgot the name of the little city there, though. Camden is the county seat there.
What's it called?
Pine Valley.
Pine Valley.
Yeah.
Golf course.
Yeah, it starts with a C. What's the name of the little town there? Well, about an hour or so east of Philly. Basically, Jersey is suburb of New York, suburb of Philadelphia, the Jersey Shores, the Pine Barrens, some down in the southern part, the gardens down in the southern part, and then you're up in the mountains kind of, right? In that Jersey? Got like five or six little areas there, right?
There's some horse land in there as well.
Yeah, down in the southern part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice stuff.
Pine Valley. I've never even heard of Pine Valley.
Oh, yeah. Number one golf course in the world.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's just... supposedly incredible layout, incredible design, and really exclusive place. A guy named George Crump designed it and built it and all this kind of 1913. So it's really, really good, though. Only golf course a guy ever built, and he built the number one golf course in the world. Pretty good stuff how that works out.
One for one.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of went and hit it out of the ballpark there. It is...
Clementon.
Yeah, Clementon.
Is the one close to it.
Yeah, Clementon. Are you familiar with Clementon?
I have never been around that area, but there's a lot of golf courses around that area.
I heard...
Next to Trump National Golf Club, in case you're curious, where he goes and plays a little golf there on occasion.
Here's a text right now. My dad played at Pine Valley one time and said, you drive up and you think you're going to get kidnapped and killed, and all of a sudden you're in a beautiful golf course that no one can access. There's an old story about Pine Valley that says, if you can't get off work the day that you get invited to play Pine Valley...
You quit.
You quit your job because you get another job. Like, that's just it. Like, no way to do that. There is a lot to do in our next segment. I want to get some Twitter stuff, get your phone calls, get your text. I want to touch on NFL draft stuff in this last hour. And I got a main reason why I think the NFL draft is one of the most popular sporting events that we watch every single year.
Sure, we can talk about the Giants winning the Super Bowl next year.
No, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about why I think there's one major reason, not one, there's about three or four, but it meshes into why there's one reason why we love the NFL draft as much as we do.
All right, let's talk about that.
All right, we'll do that. I'll give you that school thought. I'll let you shoot that theory down when we come back. For more. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Get in touch with them. Let them do your garage floor for you. You're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialist. You're going to love the garage floors. You got the phone call yesterday. Here's what I'm telling you. If you've never seen their garage floors before, please go online and check them out right now. I'm on their website right now, and it's beautiful design, and you get to see, like, designed floors and see what they're good. Go to the gallery, and with that gallery, you can look at the perfect floors, the residential or the commercial, all these beautiful garages, all these beautiful businesses that have it, and see how your garage could change, your home could change, the value of your home could change, slip-resistant surface, inside manufacturing plants, inside of break rooms, inside of mechanical rooms, inside of weight rooms or basements or workout areas, inside of your garage. You're going to love it. It's the Garage Floor Company since 1999, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call them today, 404-8158. Tim Worley will set an appointment up for you and just come by and give you a no-obligation phone call, 404-8158. The theory of why the NFL draft is so fun to watch and why we all love it, we'll do that when your turn after this.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
One phone number now. Harvard Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. You know what?
I know two phone numbers. That one and 911.
Hey, if you call anybody else, you need to call 911.
Yeah.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. Love it. Everything about it, love it. The people are going to make sure that you have an awesome experience with them. Every single delivery on time, in full, every single time. HarbinLumber.com. They team with you. They'll maximize your they'll maximize your time. They'll maximize your bottom line. They want to team with you, work with you. Get in touch with them. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. All right, here's my theory.
Why the NFL draft is so popular.
Yeah, I think the NFL draft is more popular than the NFL. Hear me out. Now, I'm not saying, because it's a Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday night, I'm not saying that people are going to watch it, the ratings won't be that. But I think that I think almost every NFL fan watches the NFL draft or keeps up with the NFL draft. You keep up with it, right?
Yes.
You know any fans that don't keep up with the NFL draft?
No, I do not.
And I think that a lot of fans can tell you, like, oh, like, you're a Giants fan. But yet, you watch it and you can tell me, you know what? Minka Fitzpatrick goes to the Dolphins. That's good. He slid down to 11. You know what the Dolphins' needs are, stuff like this. Like, yes. You don't know during the regular season when the Dolphins, what their offense is rated, defense is rated, but you know, like, the Dolphins need some secondary help, right?
Yep.
Here's why as well. It's fun to keep up with. A, it combines the NFL with college football. So the fans out there that are NFL fans, watch it.
Correct.
You know this from this show, Zach Orman, Store 24, Tonto, Jack Leg, that we have a lot of listeners out there that watch college football but don't watch the NFL.
A ton of listeners.
We have a lot of listeners out there that watch the NFL that don't watch college football.
Also true.
Both of them are watching this because it combines both. Everyone out there is familiar with Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley, Sam Darnold, Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb, McGlinchey, Rosenville, Payne, Dabo. You know who these guys are. You watched them.
Yep.
Now, in this case, if you think about it, the Gamecocks and Tigers, if you're a fan of the state, you've heard us talk about on the show over the last 4 years, or 3 years, Baker Mayfield, the Clemson, South Carolina played, Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson played here, Roquan Smith, McGlinchey played here. Fitzpatrick played against Clemson a couple times, and Hunter Renfrow burnt him to a crisp. Deron Payne had the big interception against Clemson. The Edmonds brothers, Derwin James, Jerry Alexander. Gamecocks played against Frank Ragnow. Billy Price played against Clemson. Rashawn Evans played against Clemson. Isaiah Wynn played against Clemson, or played against South Carolina. Hayden Hurst from South Carolina. Calvin Ridley played against Clemson. Taven Bryant played against South Carolina. Sonny Michel played against South Carolina. Lamar Jackson played against Clemson a couple of times. So you see what I'm saying? We've seen these guys play. We talked about them on the show. You've heard us about the pros and cons of these guys, the strengths and weaknesses of these guys. And you watch them every single Saturday. And then you get to combine it with the NFL and those fans. And I think it's one of the most popular sporting events in our country. And then the speculation of who's in trades. It's got drama.
Tons of drama.
It's got, like, there's not a direct correlation between winning and losing, but there's some sort of correlation. It's almost direct.
Yeah, the storylines write themselves. The trades up and down. The guy that falls far in the draft.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
You might be onto something there, Mickey Plowler.
But
at Mickey Plowler. Big tuna.
But calves. It brings in.
Modern day Adonis.
Right. Put it this way. If I talk NFL here on the show.
Yeah.
I think a fairly significant size of our listenership goes. Wake me up when that's over.
That really made me yawn.
Oh, yawn is contagious. Mm-hmm. If I talk just college football on the show, there's a certain segment of the show, like, oh, talking about this over. I talk NFL draft, and it's like, you know what? Both sides are kind of like, oh, I'm familiar with that. I know that.
Ooh.
So anyway, that's where we are.
Ooh. NFL draft.
That's kind of where we are, though. Yeah. So you agree with my philosophy, my theory on this?
No, I'm with you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm smelling what you're stepping in. You're all over it.
So it leads me to this, then. A brilliant move by ESPN last night. Normally, I try to watch a little more of the NFL Network. I never liked Chris Berman and Mel Kiper kind of got on my nerves a little bit. I'm not a big Mayock fan.
Back.
Not a big Mike Mayock fan, but the NFL, you know, you had some pretty good characters on there at least.
Mike Mayock, fifth in the huddle report right now.
I didn't watch a lot of ESPN. Last night I watched ESPN, you know why? Kurt Herbstreit.
It was better. It was the best one on last night, so.
Herbstreit added the college element. He's seen these guys, you know, on every single Saturday. He's interviewed these guys, been around these guys. I love what they did there. It did what we needed to do. It morphed college into pro. And it wasn't just pro guys talking about pro guys. It was pro guys talking about pro guys and how they're going to be as pros, but also how were they in college and Herbstreit. I thought it was brilliant to bring him on last night.
Brilliant.
Thought it was really, really cool.
Brilliant.
Good stuff.
Massive.
Absolutely massive.
Massive improvement.
654-ROAR, 654-76.
27.
Clemson and Virginia this weekend. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Give you our pitching matchups and times and all this kind of stuff. Tigers 31-11.
Yep.
14-7 ACC.
Yep.
Virginia 24-17. Just 9-12 in the conference.
I hate to see that.
Clemson is as high as 8th in perfect game. Virginia's not ranked in any poll right now. 5:30 pregame show tonight, 6 o'clock first pitch. 3:30 pregame show tomorrow, 4 o'clock first pitch. 12:30 pregame show, 1 o'clock first pitch. Also, ACC Network Extra, you can watch that. The hard part of watching it instead of listening to it on WCCP, 105.5 The Roar, is
home of Kilogram
Show. You okay? I don't know Alex Close or Channing Poole, who's going to be doing the announcers for the video.
Yeah.
They're going to be terrible.
Terrible.
They're going to be just terrible.
They're just terrible.
Have you noticed that, just how bad the announcing is for away games in baseball?
Like, no.
You can tell the priorities is
because
terrible.
Because I get to listen to Don Munson or William Quackenbush.
That's right.
And
is Quack up there today?
Bob Mahoney, Bill Spires. No. I believe it's Don and Bob.
Does anybody have a better accent than Bill Spires?
Hey.
Can you tell he's from Cameron, South Carolina?
He's from somewhere, I'll tell you that.
Bill Spires might be my favorite person on earth.
You and Ben Milstead.
Ben Milstead loves
that guy.
You got a man crush.
Goodness gracious.
Bill Spires can talk about Major League Baseball, college football, hunting, fishing, golf. Here's a true story about Bill Spires, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the draft, you know, first round draft pick. Dad played in Omaha for Clemson. Brother played here at Clemson. Nephews played at Clemson. I mean, all kinds of stuff going on, right? Son's punter at Clemson, sure. On the current staff. He's got all these great stories, right? Going back to college, Seth Beers in class with him.
Yep.
How about that, man? You look over and you got Bill Spires' first-round draft pick. Hey, let's talk some baseball and hitting. That's pretty cool, right? Hunting, fishing, got all the stuff, right? Bill Spires, I'm at the golf course the other day. This has been, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. And I'm out there hitting balls. He hadn't touched the golf club because he's been in football, right? This is like the first week in February. As soon as signing day is over. Second week in February. He comes out and he's going to play with his buddy. He goes, hey, man, what's going on? I said, hey, good to see you, Bill. Everything well? I said, yes. You like your clubs? Yeah, let me see this. He takes my clubs out and just starts striping it. What an athlete, man. What an absolute athlete.
A little
Billy
bit.
Shortstop.
A little bit of you, a little upset seeing that?
No. More like in awe. Like I get Bill Spires at my golf clubs.
Goodness gracious.
Friday starter, Clemson left-handed pitcher Jacob Hennessy, 3-2, 3.25 ERA. Virginia counters with right-handed pitcher Derek Casey, 5-2, 3.15.
Boo.
Saturday, is Roger Goodell here? What? Roger? Saturday, right-handed pitcher Brooks Crawford, 4-2, 3.54. Virginia counters with left-handed pitcher Daniel Lynch, 3-3, 3.99.
Boo.
Goodell? Jake Higginbotham on Sunday, 6-1, 3.44. Right-handed pitcher Noah Murdock, 1-0, 3.00.
Boo.
Is anything better as a kid like pretending like you're in the backyard and you make the shot later and you're like, crowd goes crazy. Have you ever seen the one where the kid is throwing up the baseball and swinging and missing?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the world's best hitter. And he swings and misses. Like, here he is, the world's best hitter. Swings and misses. He swings his third and says, the world's best pitcher strikes. So that's Clemson and Virginia this weekend. South Carolina goes to Vanderbilt. I'm going to tell you this. Keep an eye out for this series. The Tigers can take 2 out of 3.
Yep.
NC State's got a pretty tough road. NC State's RPI is a little better right now. Their record's a little bit better right now. They swept Clemson. I get it, but listen, you can still catch them.
Whatever gets me on the other side of the field, the tournament layout, I just don't want to play NC State again.
You're a little scared of NC State.
I'm not scared.
If you're scared, say you're scared.
NC State is the bump in the night. That's what they are to these Clemson Tigers right now.
When you go to bed at night, you look underneath your bed for NC State baseball players.
You check the closet. Under bed is... You can't get under my bed. It's low to the ground. You're not getting under it either.
It is.
But my closet, you can just slide that door right open.
You look out for NC State baseball at this point.
Mm-hmm.
NHL this weekend. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'll watch some NHL this weekend.
I have NHL odds if you're ready.
Last night, Vegas put a thumping on San Jose.
Vegas is
put a touchdown up on them.
I'll tell you this. Odds to win the Stanley Cup right now?
Yep.
Vegas not as high as you think.
I would say it's probably still Pittsburgh.
Tied for fourth with Vegas.
Ooh. Then ahead of them will be Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Will be...
I'm
going
to shock you with one of these.
Boston?
Boston 5-1. They're third. Tied with the Lightning is Nashville 9-2.
Nashville, duh, of course. Two number one seeds.
Yeah. The Stanley Cup, the Conn Smythe favorite right now?
Yes. Nikita Kucherov?
No. He's second.
Oh, Pekka Rinne.
Yeah. Nashville gold contender. Yeah. I have all kinds of stuff here. I have David Pastrnak's second round points.
Pastrnak, yep.
Pastrnak. Brad Marchand's second round points. Over under. I've got all these.
I hate that guy. I hate him so much.
Sidney Crosby, Sid the Kid's overall second round points, 8 over under. You going over or under?
For second round points?
Yeah. You can bet on anything in Vegas.
Over.
What was the Vegas and San Jose score last night?
7-0.
Score a touchdown, kick the field goal.
7-0. You don't see that.
Hey, how's the home ice advantage for those guys?
Elite.
It is?
They call it the Vegas flu.
Really?
Because teams go out there, they usually get there a day ahead of time. And they catch a little bug, catch the Vegas flu out there.
Oh, so they get the they go gamble a little bit, maybe.
Maybe they're out to an establishment, maybe running around the strip late at night. And
never thought about that.
They go under the weather there, the old Vegas flu.
Never really thought about that. That's kind of crazy to think about. I have a couple things here to finish up this segment and getting ready. Tell you what, let's do. Let me tell the folks about our Palmetto Golf Report, and then I want a little bit of Biggie as we enter the next segment. Our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them, PalmettoDunes.com. You can go right now. I got an email yesterday from these about their new app. The golf app just got better. It's their 3.0. It's available on iPads and iPhones and Android devices. And it's got new interactive GPS and improved scorecards and brand new flyovers for holes. Man, technology is like really, really, really cool right now. And I think that is amazing to see that this app, I downloaded it when I was down there last time, and to see who and how they do it, really, really, really cool stuff there. So go by and see our good friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. These guys are amazing. Palmetto Dunes is PalmettoDunes.com. On our Palmetto Golf Report, we had several guys locally do okay on the PGA Tour yesterday. I love this new format that we're seeing down the last couple of years down at the Zurich Classic down in New Orleans. And great news for us here, a Clemson legend, Lucas Glover. They shoot 60 yesterday. Him and Chaz Revy, his partner. No mistaking who these two guys are, by the way. They look totally different out there. But they are leaders in the clubhouse right now at 12 under par. Also, Kevin Kisner, Scott Brown tied for third at 10 under. They won it last year. Brendan DeYoung and Troy Merritt at 10 under. They're tied for third as well. Richie Wierenski and Nicholas Lindholm, 8 under par, tied for 11th. Wesley Bryan, John Rahm, tied for 32nd at 6 under with Zach Johnson and Jonathan Bird, and D.A. Points and Kyle Thompson. At 5 under par right now, Matt Every and Sam Saunders, tied for 52nd with William McGirt and Sam Burns. Locally, some good news there, including the leaders right now, Lucas Glover and Chez Revy. I saw Lucas's uncle Todd Henley, really good friend of mine, really good guy, the other day, and talks about Lucas, man, just putting four rounds together. If he could do that, he'll win. I think he can win pretty doggone soon. That's our Palmetto Golf Report. I want to encourage you, when you go to Palmetto Dunes, download their golf app. It is really, really cool. You know what's really cool? I'll give you some time today. Download the app and do the flyover stuff. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Captain Matt, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. Short break, final segment after a very short break.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I will be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will debut on Saturday, May 5th at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. The Kelly Gramlich Show, every Saturday at 10 a.m., brought to you by Engineered Sleep, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. George Goldman Ford S 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Goldman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Goldman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Valid through July 9th.
Spring has sprung and it's time to travel. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service would also like to tell you that April 1st through 30th, you have the chance to earn up to a $70 mail-in rebate with the purchase of a set of four Yokohama Geolander, Invigor, Ascend, or Advance Series tires. That means you can save money on a wonderful set of tires. Stop by or give Steve's Tire and Service in Easley a call at 859-1361.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Hey guys, Austin here with Tiger Properties. Are you still looking for housing this fall? No worries. Check out the University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing. These exceptional two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages feature private baths, ample parking for you and your friends, free high-speed internet, a coffee bar for those all-nighters, and the University Cottages is conveniently located just 5 minutes from Clemson University. For more information, visit our website at universitycottages.com or give us a call at 864-654-RENT.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Patrick Square Pharmacy is open, inviting you to their new store at Patrick Square's Town Center, just off Issaquena Trail in Clemson. They're a full-service pharmacy, open Monday through Saturday, with the personal care and touch only a local pharmacy can provide. That's what sets Patrick Square Pharmacy apart from the big box and chain drug stores. Kelly and Brock and the Patrick Square staff look forward to serving you and your family. Now open in Town Center, Patrick Square Pharmacy. Small town feel, big time service.
The 21st Annual Blue Ridge Fest is Friday, May 4th, 5:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, West Main Street in Pickens. With Magic, a premier upstate variety band. Also, Jim Quick and Coastline. And featuring the Spinners.
I'll keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside.
Come enjoy the largest cruise in the upstate. All proceeds benefit upstate charitable organizations. For more information and to purchase discounted tickets, visit online at BlueRidgeFest.com. And don't miss the 21st Annual Blue Ridge Fest, Friday, May 4th at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, 734 West Main Street in Pickens.
Everything he does seems to come out right.
So, who did you wake up with?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Captain Matt held on through the break. Captain Matt, your patient soul, thanks so much. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, I guess I could.
Because, yeah. Well, have you been yelled at this morning by anybody other than your wife or anything like that?
No, maybe my wife hardly ever does that. So, no, I haven't been yelled at all. Are you going to yell at me?
Okay. Or? No, you're too smart for me. You ground me into nothing, I
no.
guess.
No, no.
I turned off the radio this morning on you.
Why?
First time ever.
What'd I do?
And I've turned a channel on some other people on the show, but I love Walt, Qualk, you, great. And then I hear second part of the show or whatever, 7 times, Zach half hour, Zach segment, right?
Right.
And I say, oh, it's cool. And he comes on. He's very professional, you know, correct speech and listen is great. And well, maybe I should back up before I put my foot in my mouth. What is that all about? What's he supposed to be doing that half hour? What's his role?
Well, it's not a half hour. It's one segment. And well, it's an idea of kind of like when Jimmy Fallon kind of does this, where he kicks it over to the sidekick. Letterman used to do this over to Paul Schaefer. What's right, going on in your world? Anything in the world he wants to talk about, the guy gets up and busts his butt like crazy. He's one of my best friends in the world. So it's your deal, bud. Your segment, whatever you want to run with. This is it.
Sweet. So he gets on, like I said, he's great. And everybody wants to hear Zach. I haven't got a picture with him yet, but we're all there.
Right.
And he starts it off and he says, it was about the draft. And he says, Mick, what are your thoughts on that? And Mickey Plyler goes on and on and on. And I'm going, wait a minute, where's Zach? What's going on?
That's a good point.
I got something else to do. So all we're asking, if you're on that other side of the glass, you're in that chair, lower that chair down about a foot and let the man take it as far as he can go and help him out. And, hey, and we love you. Don't get that wrong. But right. If the guy's in charge, let him go. Let him string himself out. See how far he can go on that.
If he asks me a question, then just don't answer it. Then
just don't answer it.
No, answer it, but give a Zach. Yeah, give a Zach answer.
Here's what I'm going to do.
I don't know.
Have you ever gone to a concert and like, I went to a Guns N' Roses concert, right? And they play a couple of songs, whatever, and then all of a sudden, like, the next song is a guitar solo, and like Axl Rose like goes behind the curtains for like an entire song. I'll tell you what I'll do, man. I just like think about my next bathroom break. How about that?
No. Oh, you know what? You know what? Rock on, right? Because it's your show. You're in charge. You'll get that. But, yeah, man, if you're going to let them swim, let them swim.
I say right? this, buddy. I agree. I say this. More of Zach, less of me makes for a better show anyway.
No. It's the Mickey Show for a reason. And we listen to you for a reason. Mm-hmm. But see, I'm just saying, just let him go. He's young yet. You'll hold on to him. You're crowned.
In fairness,
we love all you.
Why would I not use the resource that's Mickey Plyler there? Of course, you got to throw stuff.
Second
to
segment.
Yeah, we'll but see. Mickey doesn't want you talking.
That's true. Pushing me down. Absolutely.
That's not the case. Here's the thing. On the other eight segments, mm-hmm, I try to include him because I want to know what he thinks. And so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that.
Yeah,
I was asked a question on there. So, yeah, but hey, look, advice.
No, he asked your thoughts, Mickey. He just asked your thoughts. He didn't want to diatribe on the whole breakdown of the, yeah, you got it. Just having fun. You know what I'm saying?
Captain Matt, I always appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Guys, have a good day.
Thanks,
man.
I appreciate the phone call. I don't disagree with that call. I don't think that that's a terrible thing. And the envision of it is, the idea is that Zach, young and getting into the business and wanting to be a host one day maybe and seeing where he goes with it all, preparation of your segment, Zach, I like that idea. But from now on, yeah, man, I'll just go outside and skip rocks on the on the pavement.
Just go kick rocks around out there, muddle around.
Yeah, see what it works out like. Go, I'll bring my video game in or whatever. Watch a little Netflix and chill or something over here.
We can be as clear as possible. It's a great source to have on the other side of the glass, and it makes for a better show to have an interaction. It makes for a better segment to have an interaction back and forth. And I enjoyed this morning's conversation.
The idea, though, like I try to include you on the other eight segments.
Well, of course.
Hopefully.
So why would I not include you on the one that
I don't have to have that. I don't.
You
whatever,
don't.
Whatever
not.
You do, that's your segment.
You would sit there and just listen. But yes. But I think it makes for a better listening pleasure for people out there.
No doubt about that. Texture said, "Remember the Titans this weekend." You know what? That is on my to-do list for this weekend. And I found out, or someone I hadn't validated this or verified this yet, I should say. I've been told that it is currently on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
So we will see what comes out of that. Here's a good text. Suggested for a new segment, Palmetto Baseball Report. Give me updates on MLB players from the state. Not minor leagues, just major leagues. How many major league guys do we know from the state of South Carolina right now? Ties to the state of South Carolina right now?
We know what?
I would tell you, the state
that went to schools in the state or from the state?
Well, that's just it. Yeah. Either born in the state, played high school baseball in the state, played college baseball in the state, or have ties to the state. How about that? But just in the majors. The state newspaper years ago used to run a weekly segment of players from the state of South Carolina, how they did. So I think that's right. But I don't see that segment anymore. So maybe we'll try to do that. Maybe see how that can work out a little bit. Can I get a little biggie right quick?
You never have to ask for that. That is always a thing we can do.
All right. NFL draft rounds 2 through 7.
Right about there.
Is it media?
I'm going to watch all of them.
NBA playoffs getting to the second round. NHL playoffs second round.
Interesting. Interesting.
Team competition PGA Tour.
None. Tiger Woods playing?
No.
He did announce officially.
Charlotte. And I told you, man.
Yeah.
Charlotte, and down at Jacksonville. Clemson, Virginia baseball. I'm with you. Final one. This is going to be interesting for you because he's not a five-star, he's a three-star, but it is Clemson-related. Keith McGuire announcement today at noon.
Don't you ever lead with that introduction again. What? He's not a five-star, but he has a three-star. That for sure gets no
You're
music.
You're not interested in that.
Gets no music.
I don't understand that, man.
No, Clemson, if he's going to pick Clemson, we love our Clemson players here. We'll always support.
Looking forward to that. It's a good weekend in sports. The draft is the big news in sports, though.
Of course.
And trades and all that kind of stuff. So we'll keep it on that. That should be pretty cool.
The Yankees sweeping the Twins?
Yes.
Little walk-off?
Little Gary Sanchez walk-off, right?
Little Gary. Tell you what, cracking.
He's hitting the baseball well right now.
You know who else hitting the baseball well? The savior of the Braves organization.
First home run yesterday. I texted you.
Acuna Jr.
I was watching it live yesterday. It was an afternoon game.
Was it just a little dinger getting now, or was it
he good? He hit it pretty well.
Did he?
I mean, it wasn't like a moonshot. I told you. It was good.
His first two swings in the first game were rockets.
Yeah. From Venezuela.
Is he?
Acuna. Yeah. Good player, no doubt. A lot of fun to keep up with that. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive my allergies yesterday. When Ryan Scherzer, when he walked across the stage last night.
Yep.
Got to tell you, man, got a little lump in my throat.
As you should. This guy had no feeling, no movement below his neck.
Yeah.
And he walked across the stage last night.
It was hard watching a big, huge, athletic guy struggle. And with the cane, you could tell like it was wearing him out to do it. But
no cane last night.
He had him in backstage, maybe.
Not when he walked out in the front, though. Okay. He was just holding his wife's hand.
But it was good to see the progress. And, you know, the pride that had to go in that, man. Can you imagine, all right, Zach, just for a second. Imagine putting yourself through. And I've had friends and family had to do it. And I know you had friends and family do it to learn how to walk again.
Yeah.
Something you take for granted. Like, you never think about your next step, right?
No.
To learn how to walk again and to put this graceful, strong, big athlete to take, like, baby steps and fall down and, like, stuff like that. To see it, man, what that guy's going through right now. Had to be a moment of pride for him last night and a moment of motivation for him to do even more. You know, come out, talk to the coin tosses next year and to get out in the field and to be even, you know, bigger and better and stronger at some point in time. That's really cool. Kind of really sick. So I had a little dust up with the allergies last night.
A little dust up there, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? It makes you human. Makes us better people.
Hope so. Hope that's the case. Hope he continues to get better. A good story to see there. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Again, just to review, the last night was such a great night for the draft. Obviously, you talked about Ryan Scherzer just now being able to walk across the stage without the assistance of a cane was just fantastic. Other things from last night, the fact that two twins were taken in the first round of the draft is remarkable. I mean, first time ever. It's never been done before. To be able to be a parent and see your two boys both be taken in the first round, both to good organizations, you got to be so proud with that. I know you had met him up in Virginia Tech. Following along all week. Rounds 2 through 7 starts tonight at 7 o'clock, 7 to 11 on ESPN or Info Network, wherever you watch. It's going to be a lot of fun.
My two-minute drill brought to you by AirDune.com. For all the real estate needs, the guy that I trust more than anything in the world, the guy I bought my home from, the guy that remodeled our home, the guy that I just believe in and trust in is AirDune.com. Get in touch with him.